little bit of bass as well.
You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling?
Recording whenever you're ready.
Let's do it, man.
My name is Martha Wainwright, and this song is called Window.
Today's session is from Martha Wainwright, the wonderful Martha Wainwright, the sort of artist who makes you wonder how anyone can squeeze breathtaking confessional, soaring emotion and God-given melody into the space of 3.5 narrow minutes. In case you didn't know, her family tree, music's in the blood. Dad's Luden Wainwright III, mum's Kate McGarrigal, bro is Rufus. Martha's new LP is her 6th. It's called Goodnight City and it's wonderful. And here are some songs from it. Martha Wainwright.
It took me this long to get you. Oh, and where are you gonna be when the sun goes down and you're on your own? I've been watching from behind a tree, hoping that you will pick the right eye. I don't want to be asleep, I don't want to weep, I don't want to cry, I only want, only you can change my heart from a deadbeat bum to a singing lark. Only you can change my mind. I don't want you to be afraid. I will be afraid for both of us. When I packed your lunch and you got on the bus, I watched it rush down the hill so far away. Don't forget all the things that I said, don't let them take that away. Look out the window, look out the window. Don't close your eyes to the world outside. Look out the window, look out the window. I only have eyes, I only have eyes.
Martha, thank you so much for a kind of incendiary and beautiful session. You've put us in a strange place. And you just reminded us it's Friday the 13th.
Yes.
We're recording this show. Is a shiver shuddering up your spine?
No, no. Friday the 13th
well,
means nothing to
now.
Me. Yeah, exactly.
Okay,
yeah,
right.
No.
Okay. So no superstition?
No, no.
Okay.
No, I don't think so. Although you thought that the hat that I came in with, a fur hat, was down a table and someone thought that you said, nice cat. So maybe there is something.
Well, exactly. Maybe that is... if that walks across our path, then
exactly.
That's good luck, right?
Maybe this...
I think you've made a spell in the studio and it's kind of good, both
good.
Literally and metaphorically. I want to ask you and congratulate you on Goodnight City. It is a wonderful album. I think it's your 6th studio album.
Mm-hmm.
Just the idea of consistency, kind of... Do you feel like you're this is a job, this is what you do? Or do the
You mean that I'm getting old?
No, I don't mean that. Six albums on, people, you have a reputation, you have people kind of feel that they own you, that they own the songs mm-hmm. that you write. How does that feel? Do you feel kind of responsible for these six records?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I think I feel, you know, when I say getting old, I didn't mean it in a negative way. I kind of mean it in a good way. I'm thinking that the second half of my life might be better than the first half. And I think that this record is more forward-gazing than any of my other records, and I feel that there's a confidence in it and a comfort in it that that feels very good to me. And I think that does come from doing it for long enough to really not care what people think anymore and not worry about it so much. You know, I spent a long time wondering what was going to happen to me and in music, and will my record succeed? Will they fail? Will I be famous? Will I not be famous? Will I win a Grammy? Will I not win it? And now I know what happened to me. You know, and it's not that bad. You know, it's pretty good. And
does that put you in a strong position to write these songs? That there's something like you performed Francie for us today, and that's got history in it, but it kind of feels like it's looking to the future as well. That feels like a real distillation of what you've been doing on this LP, the Goodnight City record.
Yeah, a lot of the songs that I wrote on this record are about my kids, and when you're writing about children, you know, hopefully it's kind of hopeful and nice and positive, and it's a kind of it's my new love song, you know, and it's a very strong and powerful type of feeling, you know, that you don't question as much, you know. And I think that that's helped me a lot. I'm not as insecure as a mother as maybe I have been as a woman in a way. And so I feel like I'm finally maybe doing the thing that I was meant to do in a way where, and what I'm trying to do now is to be a mother, but also be an artist. And I never wanted to give up either one of those things for the other. That's really where I feel best, is when I'm doing both. This next song is called Francie.
Francie, 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 you've got lots of friends already. You can tell them all about the strange things that happen when the sun goes down. But there is nothing strange about the way I feel. Everything about you is magical. Everything about you is magical. Everything about you is magic. Ah, Francie, 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 there is nothing I can do. My hands are tied behind my back, and my heart is on a fire for you. 'Cause everything you do is true. Your smile, it lights up the room. Everything you do is glorious. Everything you do is glorious. Everything you do is glory. Is your story. Valentine, but Dad convinced me to change my mind. Francis was my mom's middle name, named after her dad who died when she was 19. And I never knew him, and you never knew her, but you would recognize me from her picture. Francie, 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 it gets really hard on the outside sometimes, and I can't always hold you. You got a brother who's gonna need you, and a dad who'll never leave you. Everything about you is wonderful. Everything about you is wonder. But I suggest every once in a while you might wanna get down on your knees and pray to God. You got what it takes to beat the odds. Oh, Francie, 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 Francis Valentine.
you feel at this point now, writing, you know, being a mother and writing these great records and these songs, that you're kind of right in the middle of that seesaw and it's a kind of good place to be?
Yeah, I think that's it. For the first time, I, you know, got to write some songs, got to put my creative energy into the thing that I love the most, and that was really nice for me. Now, what was also good for me for this record, I think, is that I didn't have the pressure of writing 14, 15, 16 songs for an album. You know, there's other songwriters who wrote songs for me or with me in mind, and that took a lot of the pressure off, because I think it would have been hard to write so many songs just because life is a bit busier now. And what the other writers were saying in their songs, I could really identify with. And then I was able to just not have the pressure of having to come up with the words and then just focus on singing it. And and that was, it was a great relief.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that, whether it is a relief as a performer to be able to just be a performer.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be, it might sound like it's confessional, it might sound like it's a story, it might sound like it's happened to you, but it hasn't. And that can set you free and you can just go, God, I'm a good singer. I can replay this stuff.
Yeah, well, that was sort of the realization. I think, you know, the last 10, 15 years of record making, and you know, I've been doing shows for 20 years, making music, for making records for almost 15. And a lot of that, it was very important for it to be very autobiographical. Mm. And I think that I took on that role, and that listeners really appreciated that about me. Some people think it's too much and don't like it.
No, people,
you know,
people feel like, I mean, I wanted to ask you this about putting these songs, taking these songs out live as well.
Yeah.
Whether on this, for this record or for your previous albums, you are an artist, a rare artist, that people really feel they own these songs.
Yeah.
It happened to you, so it wouldn't happen to have to happen to them or whatever they feel, you know, and that is a bit of responsibility somehow. Does that kind of become a bit of a pain in the neck sometimes?
Well, I mean, what I've felt, and I don't know, is, you know, the more sort of, you know, naked or whatever I've gotten or exposed, the more I've exposed myself, I guess, you actually get a lot back. You know, people really do respond to it. And I think it really served a purpose, you know, to write some of these songs, because, you know, the more, you know, and I always say this, you know, the more personal they are, the more universal they become, because people can really identify with them. And on this record, I think for the first time, I've written songs, not so much, they are about me, they're still personal, but they're also about something else. And they're not quite as autobiographical, they're not quite as pained. And there's other songs that were written by other people that I'm singing the words to. And there's a great freedom in that, you know, and maybe that's just going to be, it's just a nice stage for this time. You know, it allows me to be a little bit more theatrical and whatnot. I'm sure that I'll go back to writing about my life again, you know, but it's just nice in this time to sort of put on these other musical hats and be a little bit lighter. This song is called Traveler. You held my children tight. You made them feel all right. Ain't it hard, ain't it hard?
You've been listening to The Sessions at Midori House. This week's guest was Martha Wainwright, and her new LP, Goodnight City, is out now. She's also touring the UK, Australia, and North America. Head to marthawainwright.com for more info. This show was produced by Holly Fisher and mixed by Alex Funnell. Join us again at the same time next week. But for the time being, I've been Robert Bound, and thanks for tuning in.
Brothers and your sister who held you in her arms that night when you left after doing everything so right. 'Cause you're a traveler. Yes, you're a traveler. Tidy, righty, lefty, loosey. You turned the screws and made the news, but you are not forsaken, only quoted as saying, fuck the cancer, take no prisoners. Don't leave your heart and your mind behind, 'cause you're a traveler. it died on the vine. Before it was your time. But you're alive, you're alive. In those children's eyes. And the wheels, they keep turning round. Everybody's rushing to town, but you don't have to go so fast. You won the race and you were furthest from last, 'cause you were the first to get there, mate. But I doubt your rest are not the pearly gates, 'cause you're a true love. 'Cause you're a true love. 'Cause you're a true love. About your mother.